Our AccuWeather weather forecast for today. We're looking at sunny skies and we'll have a high of about 75 degrees. Temperature-wise, in Kenosha at this hour, it is 58, 56 in Burlington, Milwaukee 62, 59 right now in Racine. A passenger in a car that was involved in an accident this past Saturday morning in Racine died of her injuries this week. The woman identified as 29-year-old Lakeisha Price, one of three people seriously injured in that one-vehicle crash in the 1100 block of Marquette Street. Police indicate the car hit an electrical pole. All three victims taken up to Frederick Hospital. That's where Price died on Monday. The accident still under investigation. Kenosha Police Department's identified the body of a man pulled from Lake Michigan east of the North Pier on June 20th as 20-year-old Aaron Maygard. The Kenosha resident's cause of death has still not been officially determined, pending toxicology test results. The Kenosha News points out that Maygard nearly drowned 6 years ago in Silver Lake after getting tangled in some weeds beyond the designated swim area. He was helped ashore by other swimmers and given life-saving efforts. The potential for tragedy with water this upcoming holiday weekend, very high in Wisconsin and around the country. That is why parents need to keep a close watch on their children, especially around pools, rivers, lakes, even the ocean. Kate Carr with the group Save Kids Worldwide says a new report paints a scary picture about summer drownings, kids under five the most at risk, and it suggests that parents falsely believe that they would be able to hear their youngster in a potential drowning situation and could quickly help them if need be.
Silent, and a young child's head is going to be underwater, so they're not going to be shouting, they're not going to be yelling, and they might not even be splashing visibly. The other thing to really focus on is how fast drowning can occur.
She says children less than a year old, they're more likely to drown in a bathroom or even a bucket of water. 10 to 17-year-olds who are drowned, she says, they often know how to swim. The Fox and Pike Rivers in the town and village of Waterford, very important to both communities, but officials are having a tough time right now dealing with proposals to dredge and draw down the level, not to mention the recent decision supporting Waukesha's water diversion request. During last night's Racine County Board meeting, Supervisor Tom Hintz, who's also Waterford's town chairman, said that the approval of Waukesha's plan was an extreme disappointment, given what he had been told by officials up until the vote. Hintz mentioning a heavily attended meeting on Monday of the Waterford Waterway Management District's 12-year attempt to get permits for dredging and material placement in town wetland areas.
Still no answers, still no funding from any state agency. Our waterway is considered to be a scenic waterway, which is, I think, one of two in the entire state that is supposed to be taken care of by the DNR. By state statute. Their comment is, we don't have any money.
And with the state making that claim, Hinn says that the move to have the waterway's residents pay for the dredging is, in his word, absurd, while any drawdown of the river would also hurt. He told his colleagues, I'm up to my eyeballs in issues right now. Some problems were discovered underground at the site of a second Habitat for Humanity house on Mead Street in Mount Pleasant. It delayed construction. The extra cost, though, picked up by someone you might know. Racine Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Leanne Launstein says they knew the house at 2231 Mead Street was on the site of the old Adams Hotel, which was demolished back in the 70s. They were surprised, though, when they did the excavation for the basement.
So we were expecting to have what I'll call construction rubble, but not anything beyond that. And we were surprised that the construction rubble was the type that it was. And on top of it, there was a fuel oil tank that had leaked a little bit of oil into the soil. And once that happens, you need to remediate the soil. So the project went immediately to a much more costly project.
Another $40,000 to $50,000 expense. SC Johnson CEO Fisk Johnson heard about it, donated the full amount to remediate the soil, but the project's been delayed for several weeks. The volunteers are going to get to start work on that next week. More volunteers, always welcome. SC Johnson Chairman and CEO Fisk Johnson, by the way, to be among the participants in a roundtable discussion on the measures that ought to be taken to best protect the nation from the Zika virus. That discussion in Washington to be led by Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. On funding to fight the spread of the Zika in the U.S. delayed over partisan squabbling in the Senate. Bob Costantini with that.
It can't be amended. That's the attitude of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell regarding a bill funding the fight against Zika that has drawn a White House veto threat and was blocked yesterday by Democrats. The measure includes language that cuts funds to Planned Parenthood, a long-standing sore spot up here. Democrats want what could be described as a clean bill, delivering $1 billion to the Zika fight, as the mosquito-borne illness is expected to spread rapidly in the continental U.S. The administration wants nearly $2 billion, but Republicans have also said money set aside for Ebola should instead be turned toward Zika.
Racine County now has a broker for the possible sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to a private operator, if the offer's right. County Board Chairman Rusty Clark telling supervisors Ray Giannini from Marcus Milchap Real Estate Investment Services out of Milwaukee has been picked to help the county determine what happens next regarding the nursing home.
And I am in the process of coordinating a meeting with executive and health and human development committees to discuss the project. The county executive and I wish to use that meeting date to provide the list of conditions that we think should be included in our letter of intent that solicits offers.
He said a soon-to-be-scheduled joint committee meeting will be updating everybody on what's going to happen. Ray Giannini, the same broker, by the way, the county initially approached for some general information about possibly selling Ridgewood. Corporation Counsel John Lehman says Giannini brings a wealth of experience and that the starting point for any offers would be $10 million. Some kind of development could be in the works for Racine County, but little is being divulged. County officials told about the need for a possible executive session right after the holiday with an unnamed developer. County Board was told that by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, the need to move fairly quickly on a possible meeting with that developer. He offered no other details about the situation, and when pressed by WRJN News about it, he smiled and walked away. Did later have a conversation with County Board Chairman Clark. Racine Social Security office closed through the end of the week. A facilities issue is how it's described. That office on Durand Avenue is scheduled to reopen after the 4th of July holiday on Tuesday, July the 5th. There's a report out by the Wisconsin Budget Project that says a state tax credit for manufacturers and agricultural producers comes with a pretty high price tag, but not any noticeable benefits.
For this coming fiscal year, it's going to add up to $284 million, most of which goes to tax filers with the very highest income.
That is group analyst Tamarin Cornelius, who says about 78% of the credits go to those making more than $1 million a year, less than 1% of the state's population. And you may have heard somewhere that Summerfest is opening today on Milwaukee's lakefront. 49th version of it through Sunday, then there's a pause for next Monday, July the 4th, and then it resumes July the 5th through the 10th. The gates are opening up at noon today. Organizers, meanwhile, well, they're getting ready to work on next year's 50th anniversary edition, and they're promising an announcement in a few months about a new project. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.